Welcome back to Win the Day Replay, and here come the Olivetians from Olivet Nazarene University doing a song that was a well-known worship song in 2002. It was considered a popular song, widely used in contemporary worship songs, categorized within gospel and worship music. It's Lord, You're Holy, the Olivetians on Win the Day Replay. Win the Day Replay with the Olivetians and Lord Your Holy, a big praise and worship song in the early 2000s. This week's Win the Day Replay station salute is 96.5thechill.com in Taylorville, Illinois. And a big thanks to owner Matt Hart and Executive Vice President Bobby Dean for airing the show each week. And let's hear from Point of Grace now. This was one of the songs from their self-titled debut album in 1993. This song went to number one in August of 1994. Faith, Hope, and Love, Point of Grace on Win the Day Replay.
Faith, hope, and love is more than enough when times get.
The next step in your faith walk with podcasts and resources at winthedaylife. Win the Day Replay with B.W. Stevenson, a song from 1980 as part of his contemporary Christian music album, Lifeline. It was a big success on Christian radio, and it was towards the end of his career after his major pop and rock hits like My Maria in 1973 and Down to the Station in 1977 on Win the Day Replay. Here's fellow believer in Christ, Matt Hart, on ways to deepen your faith.
You want to have a great relationship with Christ, then you need to be spending time with people who also make that a priority. That's one way of helping in that is just making sure that you're surrounding yourself with people about that. And my other encouragement is to pray about that. I mean, I do. I pray for God to bring people into my life who can influence me for Him. Show me other strong believers, you know, and show me what God's wanting me to learn and let me learn from other people. So I think you can be intentional about it, but I also think you can pray about it. And God will, you know, bring you people who will do that.
Find Matt's podcast and many others to deepen your relationship with Christ at wintheday.life. That's wintheday.life. Phil Kagi from 1988 in a song that received significant radio hit play on CCM radio stations, and that was Sunday's Child. And some interesting information about that album of the same name, which sold hugely. The album reached a broad audience through a unique dual distribution deal with Myrrh Records, which was for the Christian market, and A&M Records for the mainstream market. And the record also used, the whole album used vintage equipment and even Ringo Starr's old drum kit. How about that? More of the music to build our faith is coming up. This is Win the Day Replay.